For over 30 years, ever since his infant daughter, Jamie, was given a second chance to live, Charlie Fisk has felt compelled to give back. As a young father from Bridgewater, he led the search for a liver donor for that little girl, Jamie Fisk, before there was such a thing as a centralized organ bank. Jamie had her transplant in Minneapolis in the only hospital that would perform such a risky operation on a small child back then. His efforts are credited with the creation of the National Organ Transplant Bank. I met Charlie Fisk 30 years ago during his family's crisis and just caught up with him recently. Now 68 years old and fresh off his stint in the Peace Corps, he was here to talk about the catalyst that thrust him into a lifetime of service and put his daughter in the national spotlight.
She had a condition called biliary atresia, which they discovered at age 2 months, which basically caused the liver to fail and develop cirrhosis and all those kind of things. And in the summer of 82, they said the only opportunity for her to survive is a liver transplant. Problem was, they didn't do that operation in Boston, and they had never done pediatric livers on somebody that small. We reached out to everybody, every single politician that I could think of, every single media outlet that we possibly knew about or could reach out to. I was fortunate enough to get in front of all groups, the American Academy of Pediatrics, to talk about Jamie's situation. And I appealed to them if they could, in their travels, remember that somebody in Boston needed a liver transplant.
All of that outreach necessary back then because, as we said, there was no centralized transplant bank of any sort. So you were looking for that needle in the haystack.
It was a needle in the haystack. And as bizarre as it sounds, a family in Alpine, Utah, just outside of Salt Lake City, were watching the television. Their two children were in front of the TV, and the husband was sitting watching, called his wife in and said, "Come in, listen to this guy talking about his child." 5 days later, they were involved in a tragic car train accident at which their son was declared brain dead. And they remembered that whole situation. They talked to their doctors at Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City, and arrangements were made for matching that liver with Jamie in November of 1982.
Tell us how your experience and Jamie's experience led to the National Organ Transplant Bank.
One of the people we reached out to, of course, was Nancy Reagan. On a regular basis, called her every single day. And then it became apparent that there wasn't a national system in place. And what it did, it raised the awareness of the whole situation that Congress needed to do something. So there were congressional hearings held in the spring of 83. We went down and testified in front of that. The National Transplant Act was signed into law by Reagan in 1984.
The last time we saw each other was 30 years ago in a hospital room in Minneapolis.
Yes.
When we were standing over Jamie's bed. It was after the transplant.
Right.
She was still a very sick girl, though. How
right.
is she today?
I remember that moment. I walked into the room, and there you were standing there over the bed. I'm thinking, oh, my God, who's this doctor? But you had a piece of radio equipment with you recording, and you introduced yourself. And I think you were the first media person to walk in and see her at that point. She's now 32, doing well. You know, there's been some health issues, but she's alive, and she would not have been. And I think at this particular point, she's probably the longest surviving liver transplant patient in the world.
What's life been like for you in the 3 decades since? And I ask in the context that you've said that since then you felt like you needed to give back.
As kids growing up, we always had that ethic that was part of us, that there was a certain satisfaction in doing stuff in the community. I think going to Malawi or going into the Peace Corps was not unlike a lot of other stuff that I've done. The hardest thing we all have to do is face change. But once we face change and we meet that challenge, we actually become better people.
Well, Charlie Fisk, good to see you after all these years. Thank you very much for coming in.
Well, thank you. After 30 years, you actually look younger than the last time I saw you, Bob.
Charlie Fisk, an early advocate for organ donation, whose efforts over 30 years ago to save his daughter's life led to the creation of the National Organ Transplant Bank.